My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we notice that Davin's scammer Jane is nothing like Davin's old scammer Belinda. But at least Belinda was never strictly hungry. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, I'm trying to be fine since I'm hearing from you, from your king. I go, I'm glad you're trying to be fine.
I'm trying to be fine. She just, you know,
I just,
some,
you know, if that
American
was me, it's
girl.
Like, all right, you know, being called king is a little flattering, but just stop that calling me that shit.
Yeah, really. Wait,
you should try it on for size. I think the show could use a little bit more respect.
Yeah, I'd love to crown him.
I know you would.
You hurt my feelings, but I will read on for the good of the show.
That was funny. Funny's funny.
All right.
No, there was a decided paper flip right there that you were feeling bad. Yes,
yes,
there you go. That
that's
was
the
it.
Disgust. That's the disgust flip.
No, the disgust was that.
Well, the
got
happy
that
flip
off so
or the
well.
Disgust flip.
Yep. It was the disgust that he got that off so well.
Yes.
I'll stick JJ on you. Anyway. She goes, baby, I'm missing you. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to get back home. I know that'll be nice.
I can't wait to see you. It's like, you've never seen me.
Exactly. She goes, baby, I need some money to feed. Please, I'm very hungry. I go, that didn't take long.
It didn't. Yeah, I need some money to feed.
You know, what do you think she's like, what do you think they're thinking? Like, son of a
bitch. Now he's going to bust my balls about not being able to eat?
Like, this is not what they were planning on.
No.
But they're horrible. They're horrible.
So
you know, I mean, after dealing
this.
With Belinda... You know,
well, Belinda asked for a computer from Malmart right from the beginning.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know, dealing with Belinda was different. You know, it's, well,
you'll
like,
always have a soft spot for Belinda.
Yes.
But it's like, she was good.
She was good at it.
She was good.
You want me to reach out? Send her your best?
Yes.
No, Ma? Yeah.
Joe misses you.
You got to remember, I sit with these clips every week, so you got a fondness, you know.
Oh, Joe was in love, too.
No, not with her.
She goes, I go, that didn't take long. She goes, I don't get you, dear. I go, never mind. She goes, please. I go, hold on. I think I had to do radio at that moment, like a morning show. I think I was like sitting in the fucking lobby of the radio station. Yeah.
Hold on, I got work to do.
She goes, how can I get the money to here? My king, please. My neighbor's trying. She's getting tired. I will message you later when my neighbor gives me back her phone. February 9th, 2018. Hello, Davin. I go, hi. She goes, how are you? How was your night? I go, I'm tired. Long night. How are you? She goes, sorry about that. I'm not fine. I'm hungry. You know, sorry about that.
Oops, sucks to be you.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
She goes, baby, how will you get me food for money? I go, I'll have to see. A little short of money at this moment.
How will you get me food for money?
She goes,
it's your responsibility.
She's my baby.
Yeah. Baby, how are you going to get me that money?
She goes, how much do you have now, baby? I go, I have to see. The house is in shambles right now. Everything is everywhere.
I don't know where my money is.
She goes, okay, when will you be able to send it, dear? I'm strictly hungry, dear.
Strictly.
You heard the woman. I'm strictly hungry.
I don't have any other wants. I'm strictly hungry. I'm healthy. I've got a roof over my head, but I'm strictly hungry. I shan't be deterred. I shan't be dissuaded by the other of Maslow's needs. I'm strictly hungry.
I'm strictly hungry.
I say, what is strictly hungry? Is that a religion?
The great minds think alike, okay.
Is that a religion like Mormon?
Strictly hungry.
She goes, what is religion like Mormon? I mean, I'm very hungry. I go, a very strict religion. She goes, okay, I'm very hungry, dear. Please send me amount, any amount. I'll eat for this weekend. I go, jail seemed a better place. They fed you.
Oh, damn.
What?
It would be better if you were in jail. You'd get more food.
You're being ballsy about it, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
I got nothing in her. I got nothing. If she wants me, she needs to raise her game.
Yeah.
Well, get back to the who's gal.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't have any love for her either.
But this has to be completely different than what they were expecting.
Yeah.
I'm done scamming all the other people I've had, all the other marks. I'm back to you. He's going to come back to me with open arms.
My whole thing is this. Even if you were a person that, you know, that would fall for this, she lays it on so thick. Even if you were in that position, you go, this has got to be bullshit.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Even if you were vulnerable to it.
Right, right.
You know, you read it, go, are you shitting me?
I'm making it like, if you want to get on my show,
and stay on my show.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta raise your game.
Yeah.
You gotta be, I can't just have hacky scammers. I can't have hacky salespeople. I have no talent for hacky comics. And I have no talent for hacky scammers. Mm-hmm. Raise your fucking game.
Mm-hmm.
And don't eat my nachos.
Right.
Don't even put your fork on the plate.
She goes, you mean jail is a better place for me? I go, well, you're not hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's three squares in there.
I like how Pip takes this like I'm in a real relationship
and know,
I'm being mean to my girlfriend.
I take it as very good advice.
I know.
I mean, look, you know, you're hungry. You want to get the joint's got three squares a day. Fucking knock off a jewelry store, you're back in. You know?
Good advice, Joe.
Hey.
She goes, baby, why are you talking to me this? Because you're a scammer.
Yeah.
Why are you talking to me like this? I don't like it, baby. Darling, why don't you send the money? I go, well, I have a decision to make. She goes, what's the decision? I go, well, funds are limited and the hookers don't work for free.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to blow your funds. Huddle a who.
I go, and they fill me with such pleasure as I fill them.
Right.
As I fill them.
A two-way street.
Yes.
And then there is you.
Oh, wow.
Well, he's right, because he said she's got to step it up.
No, I know. I understand
tough love's the best
all this,
love.
But it's just like he's such a mm-hmm. shitty boyfriend.
I don't think we've ever had such
He's been one for 8 minutes. It's not like that's just after years and the times these shit. Fucking 8 minutes.
I know.
The fucking clips we do are 8 minutes.
I'm encouraging her to fucking leave.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my time to be wasted.
I know, but it's just like, I was talking to Davin before about, like, it, you know, we were saying that he was snarky about something. I go, were you like that when you first were dating? Like, did you, you know, try to, like, hold in the snark a little bit? And he's like, yeah, I did. It's like, yeah, but not for her.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, because we're not really dating.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.